Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
How much of an insurance crisis could be created by this, considering private insurers have been dropping policies and declining to write new ones?
A lot of problems can evolve from this. A lot of people don't like to read insurance policies, and I don't blame them. But they cover what they cover, but they exclude very seriously things that they don't want to pay for. And the long and short of it, as we see what's happening out there, they're going to, if they don't have problems now, and they do, but I mean, if they didn't have it now, they'd be coming. It happens in Florida. It happens in the Carolinas. There are places where a typical thing happens on a fairly, if not regular basis, frequently. And insurance companies just don't want to get involved with it. And we're finding in our business that a lot of companies are just kind of like drawing the lines, like, we don't want to do this and we don't want to do that. And then you say, well, how are you going to make premium? How do you make money if you don't charge premium and write the business? Well, that's something the insurance companies have to deal with. But we're finding the markets are even in an area like this, people get very concerned about the lake effects and all that kind of stuff. And there are a lot of exclusions in policies that people don't want to hear about, but they're there, and they are legally can be used. So there's no easy way. The easy way to describe this, but if you live in an area where it's where that kind of thing happens, it's happened in Florida. Buying insurance down there isn't always easy. My son lives down there. I mean, it's a nice place to live, but he's been through a lot of weather effects because he lives close to the West Coast, and it isn't easy to get people to say, okay, well, if you have a loss, we'll pay you, because it just doesn't work that way.
Now, California and New York both have these FAIR plans. That could be absorbing the private market, but that could run out of money to pay claims. What are some issues that could happen if that's the case, especially in California?
Unfortunately, we don't have to write in California. We're one of the agents that write in New York State, but other states too. But we would never, at least in the people that I know in the business, and I've been in the business for quite a while. We had a situation where a company was paying us quite a bit of money for commercial insurance, and I won't get into the name of it, but they finally, about 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we forgot what it was, but they sold the company, and that company is still here, but it got acquired by a company out in the Midwest. And to say, okay, we're going to insure this with this company out in Midwest, it's located next to Lake Erie. It doesn't work that easily, not just because of some of the things that happened, but for some of the many things that aren't discussed and aren't really known much about. So I wish there were some easier ways around this. But they're really not.
And Ray, how likely could this become an issue in New York State? How much of this could trickle across the country to New York?
I doubt a lot of that. Much of this, you know, it is as serious as it is out west. I mean, people are dying and evading, you know, the situations with their property, trying to avoid what's happening to their property. We fortunately haven't seen anything like this. We've had our snowstorms and we've had our lake effect stuff and so forth. But after generally 4, 5, 6 days, if it's a winter time, the streets are plowed and the messages are, like don't park here and don't park there. But life goes on. But out west and down south in some places, and if you tune into some of those places on the internet that they're talking about what's coming and what's here and so forth, it can get pretty spooky. It really, really can. And they're predicting 4 or 5 days in advance what's coming and where is it going to be. We have our issues, but nothing like out there.